Okay, Brandon Cooks, 5 years, $80 million.
All the moves, all the offseason moves that the LA Rams have put in place have been really lucrative to what they're trying to accomplish. And that-
yes, it's been very lucrative. It's I.M. McLovin. That's who that is. So that's one bit of analysis on the Brandon Cooks signing. We're going to hear another one right now. Now, this one I have not heard, and Jim said it's good that you haven't heard it. So we're going to be, I'm going to be hearing this for the first time. Zoe, have you heard the second one?
I don't even know. I've only heard one, and it was McLovin.
Okay.
So obviously I've not heard this. And it's also National Hot Dog Day. How did I not know this for 3 hours?
What?
I just saw that on Twitter. It's National Freaking Hot Dog Day.
Wow,
we got to get into that at some point. But go ahead, Jim, play.
All right, so this is a guy in the car. I've only seen a screenshot from YouTube. I don't know who this is. Jim, do we have a name on this person?
I don't know his YouTube.
White dude,
whatever
black
his YouTube
dude.
Username
name,
is.
What are we dealing with here?
But no, this is a guy that's
Engraven Vids. Ingraven Vids.
He just felt, he saw the news and felt, I got to put my Bluetooth earbuds in and and film myself on the Brandon Cooks signing.
It's sort of like Wiggy on FanCred and the thing. So he broke.
They're not Bluetooth, Jim. They're wired earbuds. What are you talking about? Get the description right. Okay, here we go.
Team Keep It Clean. Oh, man, today's been like a crazy day. As soon as I pulled up, it's funny, I pulled up into the office today and somebody that was walking, she was like walking in between parking spots. So when
I have a question.
Office at the Pentagon.
I have
I'm
a question. I would think that he works for Lockheed Martin, and they're working on new technology to help our spacecraft.
It could be Boeing. High-level government.
Something very high-tech.
Aeronautics. Okay.
As soon as I pulled up, it's funny, I pulled up into the office today, and somebody that was walking, she was like walking in between parking spots. So when I pulled into my parking spot, I had to wait for her so she could walk into the building or whatever. So I pulled up, parked, and we kind of walked in at the same time. Then I saw a manager kind of call her over, and coming to find out, she got fired. But anyway,
okay, I'm gonna retract my last comment, and I'm gonna go with like a McDonald's or a Papa Gino's. All right,
fair to say,
I pulled up to the restaurant.
He was dressed in shirt and tie, I think. Yeah, maybe not a tie, but nice outfit.
It's kind of crazy to think somebody would walk between a parking space because that never happened before where two cars are parked.
That's how Adam Schefter begins a lot of his reports, too. Just a little slice of life.
This is great.
I mean, you want to grab him, right? You want to grab the audience.
You do.
I thought it was
timing is of the essence now. Everything on social media is now.
I thought this was going to be a confrontational story. Like, do you remember the guys, though, at our old, you remember the old building we used to work out of, like, last week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Remember that old building where we were standing out there and we're, and actually, we weren't even tossing the disc. We were out there filming a video.
Right.
For the show. This was the infamous, can Zoe run with an egg in his mouth without cracking the egg experiment that we did. And we were standing there in an open parking space. And at the time, there were about six people working in the entire building.
Including some freak from Entercom in a plug-in car that pulled up with a flannel shirt and had no sense of humor whatsoever.
We're standing there in an open parking space in a parking lot full of our open parking spaces. And the guy pulled up and then started nosing into the spot with us standing there.
If I would have stood there, he would have hit my leg.
He was not going to park anywhere else. And we're out there filming a video.
And there were a ton of spots available.
Because
no one's in the building anymore.
Well, he's going to park in his spot.
What a PUD.
Yeah.
That's a good word for him. I wish you were there to give him a dressing down.
Dishonorable discharge.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey, pal.
Get out of here.
There's some more parking spots available here, pal.
Take a lap, you jabroni.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's the type of.
Well, I'm sticking up for you, Zoe.
I know that. I don't need that.
Fine.
You don't need Sarge sticking up for you?
No. Huh. Stick it for myself. What am I sticking myself for?
All right.
Look at an Aegis car after that.
That's right, true.
Let's get back to our video here.
This kind of nerd who goes look at the video after it.
So I pulled up, parked, and we kind of walked in at the same time. Then I saw a manager kind of call her over. Coming to find out, she got fired. But anyway, somebody who didn't get fired today was Brandon Cooks, the Rams' newest wide receiver.
Very relatable.
And they actually extended him to a 5-year deal. They extended him to a 5-year extension. And I think, wow, that's wild because they are taking care of a guy. And I'm not trying to start no drama or anything. If you want to extend somebody, extend them, that's fine. But I feel like, why are you extending the guy who's coming from the outside in instead of taking care of your own guy first.
You know what, Zoe? That's real analysis.
That's
there.
The best breakdown. You make fun of me. You said, hey, it's at Rappaport. It's no, it's Schefter. I said Breer. That's the best analysis on this story that we've gotten in 24 hours. It really is.
She got fired.
Yeah.
It's almost like, why bring in Gilmore and give him a bunch of money without paying Malcolm Butler?
See, you handle within. Mm. She was an employee there first. They didn't like the way she handled things, so she got fired. So why should we go hiring from the outside? So he's sort of telling you the way you should operate.
Well, I don't.
As a business.
He didn't make that connection.
Don't be tripping and not take care of your own people first.
Somebody who didn't get fired today was Brandon Cooks, the Rams' newest wide receiver.
Are you so that is your evidence that he did make that connection, Jim?
Yeah.
A little. He made it a little bit. But for the most part, his point is a valid one. It's kind of what you were asking, isn't it?
Maz has been on the phone since he got here an hour ago. Who the hell
is still on there?
Who the hell would talk to him for over an hour?
Maybe it's multiple.
He was
phone
doing
calls.
An interview in Toronto. He was doing an interview, another baseball interview.
Okay.
Who knows who he's talking to now? He's directing Billy Lanny, who's following him around carrying just glasses of Dunkin' Donuts. Maz already went on his dump run. See, this is
they
the
wanted
thing
to time
Maz.
It out at the new building. See how fast they can make it back and forth. Maz, I think it was about 16 minutes, if I count it right.
So that tells me Maz.
That's not going to work.
I saw Maz a half hour ago when he was still on his phone. So he went down. He loves getting in Lanny's ride, the big Lincoln. So he makes Lanny drive to the dunk because he feels like he's part of some crew.
Not a Lincoln.
Like Tony Soprano's crew. What is it?
Grand Marquis, right?
Grand Marquis. Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a Crown Vic or Grand Marquis.
Crown Vic. And it's like there's some crew going to get coffee and collect numbers and papers or something. I don't know. And here he is, again, still on the phone. Here we are on National Hot Dog Day. How overpaid was Brandon Cooks? We're going to get into this more next. Because I think this affects Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, Julian Edelman. This is going to affect people on his own team like Aaron Donald, a defensive MVP candidate in the league, the whole freaking league who isn't signed yet. But you're going to take care of Brandon Cooks first.
Did Maz going out for coffee offend you? Because it's National Hot Dog Day?
Yeah. If I was working on that show and I had a guy like Billy Lanny, I'm like, hey, man, let's go get some hot dog. What's your favorite hot dog? Think about that, folks. Because I know people that get offended for people that put actual ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah, that's people are up in arms about that.
Like, I went to this, like, cheesy place, ordered a hot dog, but I ordered with ketchup also on it, with other things. They're like, why would you put ketchup on it? I'm like, who doesn't have ketchup on a hot dog? What kid do you know that doesn't like ketchup on a hot dog?
That and more.
Mustard and onions are primo. Right.
Relish?
Chili. Mm,
depends what kind.
Okay.
Chili. Chili dog too much.
Yeah, chili's awesome.
Gets all over your chin.
No. Yeah. A Detroit style coney.
Yeah, I don't want cheese whiz on my hot dog. None of that.
Mustard and onions. No cheese. Just a Detroit style coney, mustard
Leo
and onions.
Leo takes hot dogs.
That's all you need.
I bet he's a mustard and ketchup guy, just plain right down the middle. One strip down each side.
All right. So we'll have time for that too. 617-779-0985.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, let me ask you something.
Sure.
We take care of our own on this program.
Of course we do.
Who are we going to go to first?
I don't really know yet because we have loaded lines and sometimes you just strike gold and it just comes out. And that being National Hot Dog Day, I do want to go to a hot dog call first.
I don't know what any of them are calling about. It's one of the intricacies of the new studio that we haven't figured out yet. But we take care of our own and that's why first we go to Mabel.
Oh!
Mabel, you're on with Hardy and Zolak here. What's
good afternoon.
On,
hey, good afternoon, boys. Welcome to the new studio. You guys sound great.
Thank you very much. And if there's some little kinks in it, we're still tweaking things, and we should be 100% up and running and pretty much close to normal by next week.
Well, you guys sound good. You guys having a good summer so far?
We love it. Beasley's have been great to us. Fantastic new digs. Summer's great. Football's coming. And I know you're fired up because it means Cowboys are opening camp soon.
49 days.
Woo! 49 days till the
open. I just wanted to know if you saw the Forbes list. The recent Forbes list.
I did not. Which list would that be?
Of the most valuable team. Guess who it is? Just take a guess.
It's them and the Yankees. Always wanted to.
It would be $4.8 billion. That would be the Dallas Cowboys. So yeah. I guess my question is, if we have that much money and we're number one, why can't we buy a coach that will let us win this year?
Is it your honor? Because you're so important owner who is given such and bolstered that franchise to that number one overall position.
And bolstered?
Doesn't have the or bolstered. Okay. Bolstered, not embolstered. Jerry Jones is the big reason the Dallas Cowboys are so valuable. The problem is he wants to run the football team too.
The Forbes list for 2018 of the world's most valuable sports teams. Number one, Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Number two, Manchester United. Number three, Real Madrid.
Okay. Real quick, Sarge.
Number four, Barcelona.
They're all football.
Yankees are fifth.
Yeah.
Followed by your New England Patriots.
Right. Sarge read something in his Hub headlines that the Crafts are interested in purchasing.
A Spanish soccer team, Sevilla. And that's according to soccerx.com.
What does that say about, you know, just the American version of the sport, MLS, is mm-hmm. to now, okay, you established yourself. You've been in the championship game five times, even though you haven't won it. You like to say you're the scrappy underdogs. You had 35,000+ people there. He mentioned that, okay, Marty Walsh now is a mayor that we potentially could work for to put in a soccer stadium. Admitted that Mayor Menino wanted nothing to do with that, and that you need that intimate venue. But now also, we're also interested in soccer overseas.
I don't know
What does that say about, you know, the current state of MLS?
I don't know what I'm more impressed by, the fact that there are three soccer teams in the top five, or that the Cowboys beat them all on number one at $4.8 billion.
Cowboys, man. Not only the America's team, the world team.
That is impressive. All right, moving on. Next up, we will go to Paulie in the truck. Talk about taking care of our own.
All right.
Paulie, what do you got for us?
What do you say, boys?
How you doing?
What do you say, Paulie?
Doing pretty good. Tell Mabel just to hold on for about 10 years and Brian Belichick will be ready. Oh, that's right. He'll be taking over Josh McDaniels by that point. The great minds think alike, boys. Hot dogs, mustard, and onions.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Onions, guys.
I got you. A spicy mustard or a yellow?
I tell you what, though, when you're going to grab a sausage down at the stadium, always they got jalapenos back there. Make sure you ask for the jalapenos.
I'm not talking about sausage. We're talking about hot dogs. Sausage. What do you put on your hot dog?
Mustard and onions.
Yellow mustard, right?
If there's no onions available, I'll throw a relish on there with the mustard.
I like that.
And I prefer the deli-style mustard.
Ooh, so you like a little...
To the yellow.
You're a brown mustard guy.
Yeah, it's a little bit more tasty, a little bit more interesting. I prefer that.
All right. What else, Paulie?
Did you get to the Government Mule Black Crows Abbott Brothers? Anybody in the studio get to it? Did anybody tell you how the show was on that Saturday night? Or I have to tell you?
If you can tell
did
me,
down there?
How many Moscow Mules? What are you talking about?
Government
did you
Mule.
Get down there, Hottie, on Saturday night down the Great Woods.
No, I did not.
You did not. You missed a great show.
Yeah.
Black Crows were great. They opened up. Abbott Brothers were surprisingly entertaining.
Now, are both Robinson Brothers playing in the Black Crows right now? Are they both up there?
No. Yeah. Of course, we know they go by the Magpie Salute right now. It's the song remains the same, as Led Zeppelin would say. The music's the same. Okay. They're mounting a furious comeback. That first album, The Magpie Salute, is excellent.
It's very good.
And the next one's coming out. The next one's coming out my birthday next month.
Oh, well, it's a nice birthday present for you there, Paulie. They're doing a nice cover.
Call back for your birthday.
Do a nice cover. Ain't No More Kane. They're on the Magpie Salute. I'm a big fan of that song. All right, moving on. Let's go to Matt in Framingham. Matt, you're on with Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing? You guys are talking about soccer.
Well, it's Felger Mass's intern, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, I think it's unfortunate the U.S. didn't qualify for the World Cup this year.
It's huge.
I wanted to talk to Hardy about it because I know he does the soccer for the Revolution. But have you ever seen a World Cup like this World Cup where the talent was just distributed so well? It's like some of the teams that you thought were, you know, behemoths and never could take down, like Germany, Brazil, Spain.
That affected me. Croatia, you had Croatia in the championship
early, and you end up with France and Croatia. this would have been the perfect World Cup for the U.S. to be in, because I think they would have made it out of the group, and then who knows? They wouldn't win it all.
What gives you the indication they would have made it out of the group? They couldn't even qualify.
There wasn't one team that was so stacked right. That they were going to be unbeatable. Although, exactly. if you listen to the Revolution games here on the radio, and Paul Mariner and Brad Feldman do a great job, Paul did make the call very early on that France was going to win it all. So
Fringe guys.
France was one of those top five teams. Yeah. But I'm saying
Fringe guys would have tuned in.
The other four of the top five were gone early.
Fringe people would have tuned in. Just people that want something to cling on to with no baseball in one of the most dead weeks of the year, the All-Star Game week in sports. We're in the dead zone. Perfect time for the World Cup, and to have the men's American national team in it would have been huge.
Yeah,
I agree. Ratings would have been through the roof.
Missed opportunity, although France didn't end up winning it all. This seemed like a good year where, depending on their placement, if they weren't put into the group of death, then the U.S. men may have had a shot.
Darren Revelle had a tweet the other day, and he had a picture of the Empire State Building and with all the France colors, giving kudos to France, acknowledging, salute to you for winning the World Cup. What? And I tweeted pathetic as a title out there. And, of course, all the people, don't you understand what France means? And you're gifted the – No. The point is the men's national team didn't even get in. And now us as a country, we're going to salute the other ones that win the World Cup.
Well,
when are we going to become a viable candidate?
What are the –
It has nothing to do with who won the Revolutionary War, what the French did for you, or read a book, or the Statue of Liberty. Give me a break.
What colors are on the French flag?
I don't even know. Red, white, and blue?
Yeah. So how do you know it was for them?
Because Darren Revelle put it out there. It was obviously put out there the second cup was won.
Maybe it was for America.
No, it was for France.
Yeah.
Maybe it was for America.
I think it's the way the colors are set that you know it's the French.
Have you been to France?
I have not.
Oh, lovely.
I'd love to go.
Oh, sure, you'd love it.
It's beautiful. I love London.
Tom in Westminster. Hello, Tom. Don't.
Hey, how you doing? Congratulations on the new studio.
Thank you.
Thanks. I wanted to touch bases with... I think the best hot dog used to travel a couple miles at lunch is the grilled roll with butter.
Yes, then, I'm with you on this.
With relish, mustard, and onions.
Hold on a second. He's
Everybody
talking about.
Stop talking.
Shut up.
He didn't say where. Where, Tom? Where?
There's a little cart right before the center of Sterling we used to go to. She'd be there from May to maybe October.
Yeah, people make fun. You can't find a better steamed hot dog than on one of those meat carts. I'm telling you, down in D.C., down in New York City, Philadelphia, you name it. But there's something about the New England hot dog roll. It's the ones with the white side. You don't want the regular potato bun. You don't want the cheap one
the Wonder Bread one.
Star Market or Stop and Shop.
It's like a Wonder
Country
Bread.
Kitchen makes them too. Or New England Kitchen, one or the other. Well, it's the split roll. And you want it buttered on the sides and grilled.
We missed out on a great opportunity, though, and we missed it by a few years. There was a hot dog wagon, I believe, here in Dorchester.
Shut up. And it was like one of those meat carts.
They called them Speeds. And I think it was an ironic nickname because this guy did not move fast. He died at the age of 94 back in, I think, 2015.
You're saying we missed the opportunity to buy the cart and to extend the business?
Boston Speed's famous hot dog wagon, Newmarket Square, 10, 20-something. I'm reading from the Globe obituary on this guy. 10, 20, sometimes 30 people in a row. The line moved slowly as Ezra Anderson stood grilling half-pound hot dogs one after another. I never had one. People told me that it was like a spiritual experience.
You should ask Shaughnessy about that.
But every area is different, and there's something about it. And I'm telling you, I went and visited my sister in Chicago. She used to live down by Wrigley Field, and the Chicago hot dog, it's the poppy seed roll, but they slice tomatoes and pickles and peppers and onions, and it's longer. It snaps. They flash fry. It is a phenomenal hot dog. I've been down to New York Only Systems down there in Providence. They have a certain taste. Now, maybe it's the sweat of the guy who now has to cover his arm when he lines up all the hot dogs on his arm as he's throwing all the chili, the onions, the yellow mustard on it. Oh, it's so good. Each area tastes great. I'm getting so hungry now.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. We should have started this like in the like last segment. But
Kayem's the best Frank I've gotten, though. It's always consistent at home.
Sarge with the headlines. We'll be back with more hot dog talk. Brandon Cooks. We've got Marcus Smart News filtering in this afternoon. All of it on the table here for you on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub headlines.
And that Celtics news, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, is that Danny Ainge and Marcus Smart's team are close to a four-year extension. It's reported between $46 and $50 million. Smart is a restricted free agent. Boston Globe's Adam Himmelsbach tweeting out just a few moments ago that the deal could be done within the next week. Some other NBA news, San Antonio Spurs trading away Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors for DeMar DeRozan and a 2019 protected first-round draft pick. And the sporting news reporting that the Oklahoma City Thunder in trade talks with the Atlanta Hawks to send Carmelo Anthony to Atlanta. Former Patriot cornerback Darrelle Revis has announced his retirement on his Instagram account after 11 seasons in the NFL, and the New Orleans Saints, they'll be signing former Patriot and Giants running back Shane Vereen. The New England Revolution back to work tonight. They'll be in Minnesota against United FC. And you can listen to that game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub starting at 8 o'clock. Revolution going for their eighth win of the year. Minnesota, they have won three in a row. SoccerX.com reporting that Robert Kraft and the Patriots and, of course, the Revolution close to agreeing to buying Spanish soccer team Sevilla. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters, where the food is hot, the beer is cold, the game is on. Saga, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tell you what, yeah, when you're winding down the final hour of a show and things are really starting to come together here in the new studios,
yeah.
Hardy gives a shout out to taking care of our own, meaning our, you know, normal callers.
Mabel, Paul Steady. In the truck.
Yeah. Jungle Low is not called into the new building yet. But on the line right now is one of our, maybe our most famous caller right now, Kenan Lowell.
Yeah, he's definitely trending. He has it's trending all over Boston, maybe all over the country. Kenan Lowell, what's going on, Ken?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Zoe. Hey, Hardy.
Hi.
Hey, Sarge.
Hey, Ken. Up, Ken?
Wow.
I have a question. Did I just understand you? I just caught the end of it. The Crafts are looking to buy the Sevilla soccer club in the Spanish league?
That is the report, yes.
Yeah, one of those towns over there.
All right, this is my question, Hardy and Sarge, because you guys know
so
a lot
I should,
about soccer.
I should sure. step out then,
yeah.
Feed me.
I didn't. No, I wasn't getting like that. And no offense, though, but these guys are the coolest guys from soccer.
Yeah.
All right, but the thing is, like, the MLS is recognized by FIFA, right?
Yes,
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you, by bylaws, you cannot possibly own a second team, a FIFA team. You can't do it. It's a conflict of interest. I mean, you know, like John Henry and LeBron James, they own Liverpool, but they can't buy another team.
Ken,
you might be onto something.
You may be onto something here, and it is not, I don't think it would fall under the umbrella of the Kraft Sports Group necessarily, as much as they are, you know, leading a group, a consortium,
probably
if you will,
investor.
As an investor. But they wouldn't necessarily be the owners like they are the owners of the Patriots and the Revolution.
Look at you with the complicated question.
Well, this is something, you know, because I'm a gambler, all right? So I'm a gambler. And when I was living overseas, they have this nationalized, it's called Sport Toto, all right? And this is where it's like European-wide. And you fill out it's kind of like a football pool. And you fill out these things. And now there'd be a conflict.
So you're saying it's like Keno.
Excuse me?
Is it like Keno? Like you can walk in and you can play Keno in a local mini mart.
Well, it's more than that. The Keno, there's no handicapping involved, whereas, you know, in sports...
All right, but go ahead, Ken. Yeah, go ahead.
But anyway, all right, so there are friendly matches going on, and these are also included on these tickets, and you have to pick a team. So now, let's say there's a friendly match someday in Gillette Stadium between the Revolution and Sevilla.
Yeah.
Which
probably would never happen.
Everything up in the European football pools.
Well, they're not the same league.
No, it doesn't matter. It's that there's billions of dollars bet every week on these things. You know, there's a lot of
the game would never happen. I'm confused by that.
All right.
Say it's against the Galaxy.
You have to pick three winners. You have to pick three results. Arsenal against Chelsea, you pick Arsenal to win. So forth against somebody, and Sevilla against Revolution, and the games in July. Now, how's that? You know, because the people, the bettors, they don't know who the hell this Kraft is or what the sports group is. It's a conflict of interest, is what I'm saying.
I suppose there could be some conflicts there, but there's got to be ways around it if they're even just as an investor. And in terms of the betting, that's something that's going to be addressed across all sports as we see it get closer and closer. Legalized sports betting in states, now that the Supreme Court has ruled it is a state issue. They're going to have to do a lot of looking into if there are any conflicts of interest. You already see it in Las Vegas. You can't bet Celtics games at Caesar's Palace because Steve Pagliuca has some minor ownership interest in Harrah's Entertainment, which owns Caesar's. I mean, there's all these things that prohibit any types of conflict of interest going on when it comes to gambling. I'm sure that'll all be addressed.
Sport Toto.
There is a tweet just came in. Red Bull Group owns three teams. City Football Group owns four. And Joey Saputo owns Montreal FC and Bologna in Italy.
Joey Saputo, is he one of
the... Sport Toto.
Yeah, there you go.
Next call.
Ken's the best.
Let's go to Chris awesome. In the car. Legend. You're with Zolak and Hardy.
Top
what's
that.
Up, Chris?
Yeah. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How's going on, guys? By the way, yeah, just to go off of his point, I don't think there's a conflict of interest because, honestly, unless Kraft decides to get involved in betting in casinos in any way, there won't be any kind of conflict. It's not like Seville and the Revolution. We play each other unless, like you said, it's a friendly, and I don't really see that happening. Other thing I wanted to get on, the Dallas Cowboys, if it wasn't Jerry Jones, you take Jerry Jones out of that situation completely, the Dallas Cowboys aren't anywhere close to being irrelevant, never mind being like a high-value team, even if we were to take out those, you know, soccer teams and whatever.
It's a mythical high value. We value the Cowboys more than or better than what they are.
Oh, please. No.
Well, we do.
The other thing I want to say, gentlemen.
Last time they won.
I'm sorry, what?
When is the last time they've done anything or won? I mean, but we still hold
exactly.
them with such high
Jerry
regard.
Jerry Jones is the only value. Jerry Jones comes in, injects his billions, and then, right. Oh, all of a sudden the Dallas Cowboys are worth something. Like that history is, no, what have you done for me lately? The Cowboys are crap without Jerry Jones. Then again, they're crap with him. But, like, anyway. The last thing I wanted to get to, gentlemen. You still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're here.
Okay, all right. So, basically, I'm actually offended you brought up Chicago dogs because everybody knows the best hot dog in the world is a nice chili cheese dog where you get the chili on there and you put the molten cheese on it with the diced onions and you bite into that. And every time you bite into a Coney Island hot dog, a communist dies of a heart attack. All right? I got to go, gentlemen.
I'm not a big fan of the cheese on the dogs, though. Yeah. And I think you're with me on this because at some point enough is enough.
Do about one of those a year.
A cheese on a hot dog?
One a year. That might be it.
I don't ever need one.
I'm not jumping over hoops.
I can't
to
tell
do
you
it,
last time I went out of my way to put cheese on a hot dog.
Now, I got one recently because I just ordered it as it was on the menu at a Sonic. Which
where is
you got a
Sonic?
Hot dog at a Sonic?
Oh, there's one coming in by us in Plainville.
Oh, there's one
right next to the Lowe's in Plainville.
There's one up in Route 1 in Saugus.
I'm not driving up there.
I'm just telling you, that's where it is.
There's one near a spot in Canton that I've been spending a little more time at lately.
That's interesting. You're in Canton, no?
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know.
It's 5 minutes from my house, the new Sonic that's going in. It's not in yet.
There is a Sonic 5 minutes from a place where I'll be spending a lot of time here soon.
And supposedly there's a new Mary Lou's opening up 5 minutes from my house.
Ooh. Mm. Wow.
Yep.
You're going to be in heaven, so.
No, you're not going to do a Mary Lou's. You'll be a Duncan guy.
Of course I will.
Yeah.
I mean, we have three Duncans in Rentham. So, I mean, it's not like we don't have Dunks.
Sure.
So.
You got time for one more?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay. Let's go to Dan in Boston here. Quickly, Dan, hey, Dan. You'll be our last call here. What do you got for us?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So, Skip Sonic, best hot dog, hands down, is Tex Berry's Coney Island in Attleboro, Mass. Hands down, the best hot dog. Zoe, it's not too far from you. Take the 20 minutes with the kids and have the dog with the works. With the works.
Give me it again. Where's this at?
Tex Berry's Coney Island hot dogs in Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Is that on Route 1?
No, it's right downtown.
You're talking about downtown, Adam. Oh, okay. I saw this on one of the TV shows. You're right.
Hands down, best hot dog. So you go in there, you get it with the works. Now, what the works is their own chili sauce. Oh. It's not like chili. It's a chili sauce, correct, but it's got meat in it and stuff. They do the yellow mustard on the dog, chili sauce, sprinkle it with the white onions. You're all set. They have it's a nice little counter service. They got celery salt for you to add.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need that celery salt's key. That's a big thing in Chicago,
where's
too.
Where's that, Attleboro?
Attleboro, downtown Attleboro, nice. Not North Attleboro. I'm thinking North Attleboro.
If it is, in fact, National Hot Dog Day, I'm taking Zoe's word on this.
Get hot dog. It is. It's all over Twitter.
I haven't had one recently, but for years, the best hot dog to be found in this city was at George Wright Golf Course. And they served a hot dog. Part of it was the post round. You're hungry.
Yeah.
You just want to eat. But they had a hot dog at George Wright that was better than anything I had anywhere in this town.
Correct.
I don't know what the secret was. All right. We will have today's takeaways for you coming up next.
Sounds
as we're
good.
Back to wrap things up here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time now for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. And Sarge, who is incessantly staring over my shoulder.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to get away from these lights here. Holy cow.
What's wrong with the lights?
I need my sunglasses.
Well, lights are on.
Popped
the,
them on. It's awesome.
For the afternoon simulcast, getting ready. If you haven't seen the new studios yet on NBC Sports Boston, check them out. They are gorgeous. They really did a phenomenal job here with this set studio
they did not skip.
Thing. No. All right. This is a nice place to work. So today's takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
Sarge, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So day after the All-Star break, you know, not much going on coming into the show. And, you know, we were lucky with the Marcus Smart stuff. But first caller of the day.
Why were we lucky?
Because it carried the rest of the show, I thought. And then
so
hot
you thought
dog.
The show was lagging and we needed the Marcus Smart stuff to carry.
I think it helped.
That's nice.
Wow. I think it helped.
Wow.
So
if you would have added anything prior to
okay,
it,
can I finish my takeaway,
Smart.
Pal? All right.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Hardy did a fine job hosting, as always. And the first call of the day, I thought he was very frustrated with someone who had two names. He couldn't decide which one he wanted. Thought that was going to set the tone. But let's hear what he had to say. Very frustrated, Hardy.
I'm not sure. Could be Troy, could be Trent. We're going to find out right now. Is it Troy or is it Trent?
Troy.
Yeah.
Troy.
What up,
Troy?
Listen,
what's up? My name is Trent, but I like Troy because everybody at my office listens to the radio and I don't need people asking. No, I'm gone. So I like Troy.
What's up?
So,
I can't. I don't know if I can do this.
Sure you could. It's no, Troy, man. It's my man, Troy.
You cut him off?
I cut
him. So the guy gives away his ID right there.
It
people
was
listening at the office.
You heard the phone call, though. It's not a good quality phone call.
It's a terrible phone call.
So
but I thought
and
just,
he called back. We
he's usually
back
eating
on.
His phone when he calls.
I know. I thought it was going to set the tone for the day, but Hardy steered the ship, did a fine job today, Hardy.
It's amazing that before our show, he took that one thing out of the show today.
That's, well, there that's, wasn't. I left the good stuff for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like Jonathan Kraft?
There you
he
go.
Is the,
see?
The investor and controller of your New England revolution. Talking about MLS and where it's at right now, what they need to do. Specifically around here, specifically about a stadium. That's the topic, right, that comes up with the Revs. You know, you're playing down at Gillette. You need that intimate stadium. And he gave a little inkling as to which mayor really didn't want that stadium, and maybe there's a mayor now that does.
So when we built Gillette, we always felt like we would be moving and probably didn't do as much as we could or should have done related to soccer, and it's been a long road, and for us we really are focused on making that happen. And I think when we have a soccer specific venue in a city like Boston that's both so sports crazy, but with the young millennial population who love and understand this game, I think you're going to see the energy and excitement level rival any of the other cities in this country that where soccer has been totally embraced in the mainstream sports culture.
Jonathan went on to say that there's going to be a new venue. We talked about this, and it actually there was a story written about right after we finished our call with Jonathan. Boston Sports Journal did a write-up on it, and he did say, yeah, there's going to be a new venue. Now, he didn't want to talk about...
He singled out Marty Walsh there, too. He said, you know, Marty's a guy that works with us and seems like he wants that stadium here, where Mayor Menino did not.
Well, I don't know if it's a question of wanting or not wanting, but willing to, I think, move forward with it and make some real progress.
To understand the process of it, what we need to have a successful team here.
For whatever reason, now he said he didn't want to get into specifics because then people start saying, where's it going to go? And you start fighting. Where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? It's happening. That's what I took from it. It's happening.
It seems like there's been some groundwork.
Right. Also, there were people chiming in on the rules about owning multiple clubs. There's ways around it is what it boils down to. All right. Finally, my biggest takeaway today is about Brandon Cooks and not what we had to say about it.
Right.
But what I am McLovin had to say about it on Twitter.
Brandon Cooks is, you know, this Rams were smart for doing that 5-year extension to good sir Brandon. Because Brandon Cooks, the speed, he's a weapon that the Rams need. Like the Rams, Jared Goff always can use another weapon, and that's a nice, fast, speedy weapon. And all the moves, all the offseason moves that the LA Rams have put in place have been really lucrative to what they're trying to accomplish, and that's getting themselves to the Super Bowl. They're well on their way. They're making it happen. They're going shooting for the stars.
I would ride with him in a car. I would stand there next to him. I wouldn't say anything. Then I would slap him across the face. Just slap him. And I would hold up a mirror and I'd say, go be yourself.
It's not lucrative.
Stop trying to be somebody.
It is lucrative to what they're trying to do there. So that's what he said. What don't you understand? It's lucrative.
Where's your old man?
Thank you very much, Sarge. Great job.
See you tomorrow.